Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
I'm Sarah Fenske. This past weekend, our producer Kayla Drake went to the Endangered Wolf Center in Eureka, Missouri, where a fresh blanket of snow and frigid temperatures set the mood.
I'm walking with a pack of people along an icy dirt road in Eureka. It's below freezing, and despite being bundled up, I probably could have used an extra pair of socks. There's plenty of moonlight to guide our steps, though, because, of course, it's a full moon. We are not the pack that matters tonight.
Gosh, that's so beautiful.
Bill, I don't think our job's going to be hard tonight when we go down.
They're frisky.
The staff at the Endangered Wolf Center is geeking out, because tonight the wolves are extra noisy. But it's not the full moon that's causing the howls. That's a common myth. The stars of the show are a chorus of Mexican and American red wolves. The ensemble of 40 canines live on about 70 acres at the Endangered Wolf Center. The American red wolf is the most endangered wolf in the world. There's only around 10 left in the wild in North Carolina. Wolves often get a bad rap. That's why this full moon howl and the center's other programs help people appreciate these naturally shy animals.
Wolves are kind of painted as villains. We see it a lot in movies and in radio and in folklore, all that. People are afraid of them. If you're afraid of something, then you want to move it or deter it or kill it.
Stephanie Arney is the director of education at the Endangered Wolf Center. She's on a mission to break the stereotype that wolves are evil.
I think our goal here is any excuse to get you out here so that you see what we see, so that you learn what we have learned about wolves. What is a howl? Why do they howl? Does it really have something to do with the full moon like we have today? Or is it just how they communicate and wrangle each other in after a busy day of foraging and hunting?
Once upon a time, the American red wolf was native to Missouri. Arnie says wolves are essential to ecosystems because they keep the food chain in check.
They're almost now all critically endangered.
The Old Farmer's Almanac calls the first full moon in January a wolf moon. And tonight, the wolves sound more frisky than usual. Community engagement coordinator Dana Hillerin says that's because breeding season is just around the corner.
Before, we had a clear understanding of what was going on scientifically and socially with the packs. They are noisier this time of year. So people heard that noise and they said, oh, well, it is the dead of winter. They must be pretty darn hungry, and they're just so upset that they're hungry, and they're howling all the time.
Why do wolves howl? Stephanie Arney of the Endangered Wolf Center explains.
They howl in order to basically regather their group, or I should say their pack. So throughout the day, they all spread out to try to find different food sources. And when the sun starts to set, that's usually when they're like, okay, come on home. It reminds me of like growing up, and I'd go out and play. And once the sun was coming down, and if I was having so much fun, my mom would come out and be like, Stephanie, dinner's ready. And then it's also a way for them to rebond again. And it informs every other wolf or predator or any species in the area. This is who we are. This is what we sound like. This is how many there are. This is our space right here.
Here we are, back on the icy dirt road. And we made it to the stopping point in time for the best part of the show. Volunteer Bill Courtney starts with a Mexican wolf howl. If you listen closely, it's the deeper one. Dana Hillerin, who's our guide tonight, echoes back with an American wolf howl. It has a higher pitched yip, similar to that of a coyote.
response howl gets the real wolves to join in.
They are wondering who's out on this hillside. This is possibly the most talkative night I've ever heard of them.
Despite the prodding, the wolves did not need much encouragement tonight.
That's St. Louis on the Air producer Kayla Drake reporting from the Endangered Wolf Center in Eureka, Missouri this past Sunday. The center hopes to welcome American red wolf pups this spring. Those wolves would eventually be released into the wild to help restore native populations. For a full list of Endangered Wolf Center events, check out its Facebook page. This episode was produced by Kayla Drake with podcast design by Aaron Dorr. Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here. If you learned something new from today's episode, consider leaving us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the easiest way to help people discover our show. We appreciate it. Thank you. St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.